Different people distance themselves from the Torah and its ways for different reasons. Some, the Gra explains, have simply become ensnared too fully in the Yetzer Hara's nets. It has seduced them, these Bessayim, and they generally believe in the goodness of their wicked ways. They are the furthest gone. Others, who distance themselves from the Torah, the Gon explains further, are not quite as deluded. They know that their involvement in wasteful activities which bring no pleasure in of themselves are not good things. Though they sin less egregiously than the former category, these Leitzim have just developed the taste for nonsense. They have desired it for themselves, and now cannot easily kick the habit. Despite intellectually recognizing the emptiness of their behaviors, those behaviors have become sweet in their minds in some ultimately indefensible fashion. I've always admired the Gra's prescience, but his uncanny sketch here of internet culture is almost eerie. Finally, the pasuk ends with those who are approaching the study of Torah with a mistaken premise. They think the pursuit of truth ought to be easy. They expect to acquire wisdom without struggle. But these kesilim are bound to be bitterly disappointed when they hit the inherent difficulties that lay within genuine Talmud Torah, and that disillusionment will lead them to forsake their studies entirely, remaining ignorant and incoherently skeptical of Torah's worth. Here, too, those later in the list are not as bad as those mentioned earlier, but this self-imposed unfamiliarity with truth and knowledge stemming from a silly and lazy assumption is blameworthy as well.